The Napoleonic Wars. Divided by internal conflicts, the post-revolutionary government in France began to weaken, and General Napoleon Bonaparte was able to seize power from the politicians and proclaim himself Emperor of France in 1804. Napoleon led the French army in an unprecedented conquest of Europe, and the period of the Napoleonic Wars, 1800-1815, saw an increase in Britain's armed forces. Many working men, influenced by patriotic campaigns, volunteered or were drafted for service in domestic militias to protect Britain from the feared French invasion. Things began to go badly for Napoleon when his navy was defeated by Britain at Trafalgar in 1805, under the command of Admiral Nelson. Although Nelson was killed, this victory was extremely important for Britain. Finally, in 1815, Napoleon was again defeated at the Battle of Waterloo by the Duke of Wellington. The four victorious powers, England, Austria, Prussia and Russia, then met at the Congress of Vienna to redefine the map of Europe. Free trade and political repression. The reign of George III is one of the longest in English history. He was an unpopular king, but he surrounded himself with a party of sympathizers called the New Tories or the King's Friends. During his reign, the son of William Pitt became Prime Minister, and became known as William Pitt the Younger. Pitt was closely allied with the king against Parliament, and was consequently forced to follow his conservative ideas. In order to consolidate his power, Pitt supported the interests of the landowning aristocracy. He remained in power for 18 years, and was Prime Minister again for a short period until his death. Pitt the Younger was a remarkably different politician from Walpole, and showed financial ability and integrity in refusing methods of government by bribery. Strongly influenced by the ideas of the economist Adam Smith, whose An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of the Nations proposed the end of the government's regulation of trade. Hence his motto, laissez-faire. Pitt initiated the practice of free trade in foreign commerce. In 1786, he signed a commercial treaty with France which lowered input duties. Pitt's reformism is associated with the first period of his power. After the French Revolution broke out, he became a much more conservative statesman. Worried about the impact of the French Revolution on the nation, the Tory government, led by Pitt, violently repressed any form of protest. In 1801, trying to control rebellion in Ireland, Pitt introduced the Act of Union, which resulted in the Irish Parliament being absorbed into the English Parliament, and which denied Roman Catholics full citizenship. The right to protest. Radicalism in Britain, although influenced by the French Revolution, never extended to mass violent insurrection. Instead, it was restricted to protest movements and demands for electoral reform. During this period, radicalism in Britain began to spread across class boundaries, thanks to the availability of simplified versions of Paine's work and also through the popular press and ballots. The Tory government responded with a series of proclamations against revolutionary writings, and by prosecuting radical publishers and limiting freedom of speech and association. Public demonstrations were violently broken up by the army. As the Industrial Revolution continued, workers were increasingly worried about the introduction of new machines leading to heavy unemployment. This caused the Luddite riots, which took their name from Ned Ludd, a hero to the workers who had destroyed a factory machine in protest. The Luddites started destroying machines in Nottingham, and the movement spread throughout England. However, it was soon suppressed, and the destruction of machines became punishable by death. In another incident, the so-called Peterloo Massacre, 1819, a crowd of 6,000 who demonstrated in support of parliamentary reform were violently dispersed by the army from St. Peter's Field in Manchester. 11 demonstrators were killed, and the tragedy became known as Peterloo, in ironic reference to the Battle of Waterloo, which the British government had represented as the defeat of French authoritarianism by Britain's free institutions. The event marked a turning point in British parliamentary history and was an important incentive in the move by the Whigs to reform Parliament in 1832. The road to reform. The period between 1811 and 1820 was known as the Regency. Towards the end of his long reign, George III suffered from mental illness, and power was given to his son, who became Prince Regent. Regent means ruling. From 1811 to 1820, the Prince Regent became George IV on the death of his father in 1820, and reigned for 10 years. During his reign, trade unions were legalized and the prison system was reformed. In 1830, George IV was succeeded by William IV. His reign was a period of important reforms. In 1832, the first Reform Act was passed, thanks to a large Whig majority in Parliament. It extended the right to vote to middle-class men, who acquired more political power as a consequence. However, Parliament was still largely controlled by the upper-class landowners, and many of the new middle-class parliamentarians served their interests. In 1833, slavery was finally made illegal, partly thanks to the campaign of philanthropist and politician William Wilberforce, who devoted much of his life to the cause. The French Revolution, and the ideas which surrounded it, spread fear throughout Britain's growing number of colonies, particularly following a slave revolt in 1791 in Saint-Domingue, a French colony on Haiti. Toussaint Louverture, a former slave, proved a talented military commander and gifted administrator there, before being betrayed and imprisoned in 1802 by Napoleon. Slavery was finally restored at great expense, and British colonial regimes became increasingly authoritarian as a consequence. The lucrative sugar trade was too important to be put at risk. The abolition of slavery. Britain's flourishing industries and emerging consumer economy, particularly the consumption of tea and sugar, greatly depended on the use of slave labor in its colonies. Although the authorities were quick to crush local resistance, revolt was encouraged by abolitionists and nonconformist ministers who, inspired by the theories of Thomas Paine and others regarding the notion of human rights, were beginning to have a strong influence among slave populations. A news of slave massacres and official misconduct reached Britain. Public opinion began to turn decisively against slavery, especially because slaves were increasingly perceived not as savages, but as persecuted co-religionists. It was partly the reform of Parliament in 1832 that led Britain to be the first nation to abolish slavery the following year.